Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shaquita. I need to advise you to call me on course for quality insurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hey, like, this is Joe Louis White Jr. I work with Wayne Farms.
Yes,
and
sir.
We've been off this week, so I wanted to file my claim.
What's your social?
417. Okay, so you filed your unemployment. 92 8996.
You said 417-928996.
Yes, ma'am.
It's your first time filing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your middle initial?
Lewis L.
Okay, and can you spell your first name out?
J-O-E.
J-O-E. That's all?
And Lewis L, that's my middle name, Lewis L-E-W-I-S.
And your last name?
White Jr. W-H-I-T Jr. I'm a Jr.
Okay. And your date of birth?
12-18-69.
1969? Yes, ma'am. Okay. 12-18-1969. And White Jr. for your last name. Your middle initial is an L. And your first name is J-O-E.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a male or female?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade completed in school?
12.
And your mother's maiden last name?
You say what now?
Your mother's maiden last name.
My mother?
Yes.
Brooke.
That's the last name?
Her last name was Brooks, yeah, Brooks. She was a Brooks. Before she got her maiden name.
B-R-O-O-K?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Okay. And do you have a driver license or Alabama state ID?
Alabama driver license.
What's that driver license number?
554-1761.
I have 554-1761.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if you're approved for benefits, you have option to receive a payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after approval of payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit, I reckon.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And who are you banking with?
Call back in trust.
Okay, and what's that router number?
Oh, that's something I don't know, the router number. I'd probably say, yeah, I probably just had to get the card, probably.
Okay, so since you don't know the information, we can do the prepaid benefits card. Is that okay?
Yes.
And what's the primary telephone number?
334-282-2381.
I can't hear you, so your phone is going out.
334-282-3381. You get that?
334-282-3381.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your zip code?
36322.
You said 3-6-3-2-3.
2-3, yes, ma'am.
And what's the city?
Elba, ELBA.
ELBA?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your mailing address?
P.O. Box 163.
P.O. Box 163. P.O. Box 163.
Yes, ma'am.
And is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, my physical address is 1310 Stoudemire Street. I just use a P.O. box because I got a mailbox.
Okay, you said 1310.
Stoudemire. S-T-O-U.
You said S?
Yeah, S-T-O-U-D-M-I-R-E.
M-I-R-E?
Yes.
You said street?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's in Elba?
Yes, ma'am.
Your zip code still the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked some random generated questions. From whom did you purchase this property at 5655 Mountain View Square? Aaron Thor, Cal Pastina Sham, Nick Sell, Steve Cham, or have never been associated with this property?
Ma'am?
From who did you purchase the property at 5655 Mountain View Square? Aaron, Sham, Nick, Steve, or have never been associated with this property?
I've never been associated with it.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1221 Ronson Drive, 206 North Woodlawn Drive, 348 Bynum Cut Off Road, 410 Beaufort Street, or have never been associated with any of the addresses?
They've never been associated with any addresses.
Okay. And which are the following addresses and enterprise have you ever lived at or been associated with? 103 Gibson Street. 204.
Yeah, I've been to 103 Gibson Street.
And which are the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Pier Street, RR4 Box 130M, North Sherry Circle Southeast, 256 PORT, or all of the above?
I don't remember none of them addresses.
Okay.
Keep them again. I ain't never been them addresses.
Which of the following addresses have you never lived or used as your address? Pierce Creek, North Sherry Circle Southeast, 256 PORT, RR4 Box 130M, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay. And what county do you currently live in? Conecuh?
Coffee.
Who?
Coffee.
Okay. And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's now military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was your last day of work?
Last day of work was last Friday. Friday the what?
July 22nd. Yes. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been physically able to work?
Physically and mentally able to work, yes.
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for Wayne Forms.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently resting for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Do what now?
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts?
Yes.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security for an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received any money due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
Well, I go back to work this week probably because they say we come back to work this week because the Wayne Point just made us off for a week because they're doing some work on the inside.
Okay.
So
when do you return back to work?
It's supposed to be to see. Monday. What is Monday? The first? Second? First?
First. And what's your job title?
Truck driver.
You said truck driver?
Yeah, live haul driver.
And the work was performed in Jack, Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
When was your employee start date when you first started working there?
When I first started working was back in 9-1 of 2015, I'm thinking.
Do you know what month?
It was not month.
The month?
9-1. 9-1 is September, October. It had to be September. September 1st, 2015.
You said September 1st, 2015.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's that white phone number?
334-897-3435.
Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive any or following pay for any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, this Sunday, July 31st, before 5 p.m., you'll file your weekly certification, and it's going to ask you for a PIN number. That PIN number is 9669.
Hold on, let me see. I can find me a PIN here. Where my bag at right here? All right, 9169.
9669.
9669. Yeah. I call back when?
Sunday, July 31st.
All right. Okay. The same number?
No, sir. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important, and it only takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements the 5th of December. Since you are job attached and have a expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for a recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by unemployment compensation law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis and maintain a record of your work search and place your claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file through the telephone number you should call Sunday is 1-800-752-7389. Do you need me to repeat that number?
I got 1-800-752-7389.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got it.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on this week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file discretion listed could result in loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Do you need to repeat that number?
Hold on again. Yeah, repeat it.
1-800-361-4524.
All right.
Mr. Joe L. White Jr. will have complete your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too, ma'am.